And Eric got stung three times in a row. And the third time he got a terrific swelling. And his leg swole, you know, and it was three times. So I had to go to the doctor with him. And I do think that it really left a mark on his health. Mm. You know, he was already kind of low. He had, no, it was, you know, the thing was that he was, of course, so eager and so happy to be there. And it was an ideal thing. But he really should have gone and have a vacation, which he didn't have all year long. And it was after a full year's work.
Right,
you know,
so
college and
the
thing that he began composing on this, which took so much strength, and he was so much into this, you know, that it really, you know, drained him. And I think it was too much, you know.
Undoubtedly.
No. So after the Huntington Hartford, we went for a week to Arrowhead with Hugo. And I have, Hugo came there with Natalie Limonik, and I have a picture of us all sitting there on the balcony, and Eric looks so bad. And when I look at that picture, I think we should have realized that something is very wrong with him.
Right.
He looked so drawn and, you know, very, very pale and bad. And the fall was extremely, but it... Extremely, if you look at the records, you will see that it was a record, almost like now, but much, much hotter.
Mm-hmm.
Every year it was, every day it was almost like 110 and something like this. And we went all the time. We were very, very friendly up to a point with Leslie Clausen, who was the head of the department at City College. And they used to come and be our guests, and we were invited to their house, and especially Margaret, his wife, was very charming and loved Eric. And she enjoyed his sense of humor and laughed about him and liked him very much. And Les had proved really a friend, you know, in many situations at the college. And lately, in the last few years, he had done things to Eric that Eric couldn't understand, and that kind of put a crimp into the relationship. That is that Eric had built up the classes there and had introduced counterpoint and compositions that had never been taught there, you know, and had built the classes, and of course all this took great effort and everything. And then in the middle of this program, he would all of a sudden curtail it without rhyme and reason.
Mm-hmm.
And only later did we know that there came a law into to being that when you had 10 classes, you were given tenure after a while.
Oh, I see.
And of course, there was an unwritten law at City College that nobody was to get tenure anymore because their quota was full. So he would cut these classes without rhyme, you know. There was harmony one, and then the next semester there was no harmony two. And something like this. And it seemed completely senseless, and Eric didn't understand. And so this fall, again, these things were going on, only in a worse way even. And Eric was very, very upset about this, because it really kind of ruined everything he had done there and built. And he had... you know, altercations with Leslie. And Leslie all of a sudden was very, you know, unfriendly, and he didn't want to tell Eric what the real reason was, you know. And so he said other things that made it worse, you know, because he was saying because of this and that, which didn't make sense and was unjust, you know, and he didn't even mean that, you know. But all these misunderstandings, but I think it would have been possible to clear it up had we been able to talk at home.
Right.
But it was so terribly hot that it was impossible to invite anybody, you know, because, you know, parties were out of the question. It was so hot. So this gave a lot of heartbreak and aggravation and
kind of,
you know, Eric was so disgusted with the whole thing and he wanted to throw away that job, mm-hmm. and didn't, you know, that kind of talked to him and didn't want him to give it up because he needed that. Mm-hmm. You know? Right.